Welcome to the Happy Underdog Podcast. This is your host, Travoy Pointer. I'm excited to be back. It's been a while since I've done a podcast. There's been a lot going on. The last podcast that I did, it was with Carissa Johnson, life coach, all mental health. We discussed mindset for that session. It was a great session. If you have not heard it, go back and listen. But I'm coming at you today. Like I said, it's been a while since I've been on the podcast because I've been rocking and rolling. I'll give you some updates on this session here. But here to talk about something that I think is very important. And it's something I've experienced a lot lately, and I'm starting to really understand this concept. And so this podcast is going to be focused on not taking anything personally, right? Because that's what this is about. Life is tough. Life is challenging. Life will take you in different spins, right? And when you're able to understand, you know, challenges are going to come, not taking these situations personally, you still find a way to persevere. And that's what I'm going to discuss more about this podcast. Tune in. I'm excited. I'm glad to be back. Talk to you soon. Hey, what's going on? It's Travoy Pointer. This is the Happy Underdog Podcast. Hey, again, thank you for listening in today. I'm going to call this a special edition today. You know, I like most podcasts, they have this perfect setup, perfect structure. Everything is all lined and mapped out. Honestly, when I do podcasts, especially in today's circumstance and environment, I try to keep it as fluid and realistic and authentic as possible, you know, and not try to act like everything is all perfect, because it's not perfect and it's never going to be perfect. The level I'm at now is I'm building. I'm in a situation where I'm building everything organically, and I'm understanding how to outsource my business, understanding how to work with people, understanding how to be great. And it's a process, right? So what I'm learning in this process right now is the true concept and understanding of not taking anything personally. And where did I get that from? I got that from, I was reading a book at the age of, I think I was 21. It was called The Four Agreements. I was on a flight back from New York to Dallas one summer. And was sitting in the middle aisle. I happened to read a clip of this book a guy was reading. And it said, it literally said it on the little strip of the book, the top part. It said, don't take things personal. And I was able to read a glimpse of the page. And whatever it said, I forgot what it said. It caught my attention to the point where as soon as I got home, I got on Amazon and I ordered the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel. I'm reading through the book. It was a short, sweet book, which has inspired me to write my first book and to be short and sweet. I read it in maybe like 3 hours on a Saturday. And those four agreements in that book really inspired me to take things to the next level and start my journey of self-development, self-discovery, et cetera, et cetera. And that's all she wrote from there, right? You know, as I said, today, you know, I want to discuss how the agreement, don't take things personal, has affected me. It's a beautiful concept. And when you really embrace the concept of, you know, don't take things personal, you really are liberating yourself. So, again, I want to talk a lot about just that. You know, we have to understand that, you know, we can't take things personal. It's not our fault that our circumstances are or our background is the way it is. And, you know, we are whatever skin tone and situation. We can't do anything about that. All we can do is focus on what problems I have and what solutions am I going to have for those problems. And, you know, how I'm going to continue to improve. When you take things personal, it takes you out of the game, right? So let's dive in on that.
Right today, during the day, I'm in healthcare sales. So my part of my job is connecting with health insurance agents and talking to them all day about selling our plans, selling it to their clients, and it's a great product. You know, it actually saves people money on their healthcare insurance, right? And I actually proud to do it right now. It takes care of my bills. It takes care of my family. It gets me opportunity to invest into my own business, et cetera, et cetera. So I can't complain about it. I'm grateful. But, you know, in sales, like any sales job, it's challenging. You know, it's a people's game. It's a communication game. All day you're focusing on how can I communicate my product to another person where they don't feel like they're being sold to, you know, but they also understand the value of what it is. So I gotta, you know, I gotta hype things up. I gotta make sure I'm delivering and marketing my product, you know, in a proficient and efficient way, so someone can say, you know what, I feel confident enough with this guy. I feel comfortable enough with this product to go and sell it to my client, right? So that's my challenge every day. I can easily take that very personal. Easily take that very personal because think about it. You know, in order to have a successful bout in any type of sales scenario, you got to do the 10% rule. Every 100 calls I make, only 10% of that is going to be successful. It's a numbers game, right? So out of 100 calls, 10 calls are going to be quality calls every day. You know how difficult that is, right? There's a lot of room for, there's a 90% margin right there for taking things personal. Why is this person not taking my call? This person said they were going to call me back. They never called back. This person said they were going to use my product and sell it to the client. They never did it. There's a 90% margin for me to step in and take it personal. And the way my mindset has been set up over the last 2 or 3 years, the way I've trained myself to understand that you can't take things personal. There's several different reasons why people would not take my product and go market to their client. One of them, hey, first of all, if someone's been doing business for X amount of years, X amount of time, and they've built relationships with their clients, I can't just trust this new guy who's calling me saying, hey, I'm going to save your client's money and put more money in your pocket. I'm just not going to, off the first call, say, hey, you know, thank you for your product. I'm going to go sell it. I don't know who you are. You got to build trust. You got to build a relationship. So some people are going to say no just off the whim of not even knowing who I am, right? So that's one of them. Another angle. I don't know the product that you're selling me, dude. I've never heard of your company before. I've never heard of you before. But I know you're not trying to sell me anything. What's the process? So I'm going to get another, you know, rejection there just for just unfamiliarity, right? So you can start to see, you know, all the different reasons why, you know, it's easy for me to take things personal and say, this person doesn't like me. It's not that. If this person doesn't know who I am, right, you wouldn't just go out and start doing business with anyone you don't know, right? So that's the concept I'm trying to do. We got to be able to apply this in our everyday lives and understand that, you know, it's not about that people don't like who you are. You got to understand their perspective. And that's how you get better in this situation. So what I focus on right now, being in sales during the day and also building a business outside of that is, okay, if you don't want to do business with me, Mr. Agent, let's find out why you don't want to do business with me. Let's figure out a solution. If it's not me, and I'm not taking it personal, how can I make this work for you, right? So, for example, Mr. Agent says, hey, my client is not familiar with your brand. They're trying to save money. Okay, well, that's fine. You may not be familiar with my brand, and that's understandable. What if I can show you that we work just like the brand that you're typically working with, and I can save you, say, 30% of your insurance coverage? That works. Is that for that? Would you consider that? Right. So what I've done there is I've been able to go in and create a solution for the problem. So most people in a situation, when the agent says, hey, I don't know who your brand is, and we're trying to save money, you get frustrated. All right, don't worry about it, guy. Don't worry about it. We'll talk another time. So you get mad, and you stop making your calls, and you stop executing on your goals, and you stop communicating with your business partners and your spouse, and you stop putting effort into your business because now you're discouraged because you took it personally. The goal is to not take it personally. The goal is to be able to understand and recognize, okay, well, this is an angle, and this is a problem. I have to, therefore, find a solution in order to move forward. Because you got to look at the big picture, right? I know I'm throwing a lot at you, but the big picture is saying, where am I going? I can't let this communication error or this unfamiliarity or this misunderstanding stop me from getting to where I'm trying to go, right? That's my life right now. I'm all about putting out fires. I'm all about finding solutions. I'm all about understanding that just because this person told me no or just because this process didn't work, that doesn't mean I need to stop. I need to find another route. I need to find another angle. When things, challenging things happen to me today, I get very excited because it's another opportunity for me to figure out how can I get through this situation. Matter of fact, I love challenges. The fact that I'm getting them so early, and I've started to receive the challenges in the difficult process so early, I've embraced it and I love it to the point where I don't want anything else right now. But if right now I can become a warrior at a young age, my mid to late 20s or warrior status, that means my 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and whenever God decides to check me out of here are going to be lovely. Because I'm enduring it right now. I'm already battle tested, right? So again, you got to think about it. In your situation, you may be at work, you may be starting a business, you may be doing both like myself. You may have a spousal scenario, you may have a business partner scenario. You got to be able to understand that you cannot take things personal. It's very difficult to talk about this and then execute that because we're human beings and we're emotional beings as well. But you got to understand, when you're running a business, discipline, focus, you know, being emotionally intelligent and not taking things personal, I mean, it's important. It's the name of the game, right? So we all have a choice, right? We all have a choice where we can choose to be logical and be less emotional and less of taking it personal, or just as much as it takes the effort to choose to do that, it takes the effort to choose not to be focusing on that stuff as well. So you can be emotional and reactive and take it personal. It's your choice, but you can't ever get upset with someone else or another process for how you choose to angle your response to these situations. And that's really what I want to talk about today. Like I said, I like to be as real and authentic as possible about real life. I don't want to sell anybody a dream on how this stuff works. You know, I had, a situation the other day, you know, where I'm working on this case at work, and it's a huge case. And, you know, I had to ask an employee a very difficult question, and it just felt weird. But I asked that employee, you know, something about his spouse that I needed information, and, you know, it was he responded to me. He got frustrated because I was asking him too much of a personal situation about his insurance. But, hey, if you want insurance coverage, we got to get certain information. So that was uncomfortable for me, but it needed to happen. I can't take that situation personal. That's just a small example. What I'm really trying to talk about here is, in order to persevere, move forward, you know, hit that peak in that valley where you're trying to go, we have to be conscious of not being emotionally driven. You know, we are emotional beings, but the less emotional driven on especially things like business, you know, and big decisions, the less emotionally driven we are, I believe, the better, because we're able to be rational in these decisions. So that really was a quick bit of what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Everything I talk about is what's going on with me. You know, I deal with challenges all the time, all the time. And like I told you, I'm serious. I love these challenges because I'm becoming a battle-tested warrior every single day. And I think that the more and more people can address and embrace that, they're going to be dealing with challenges. You know, they're going to have to shift and pivot, you know, during life, the better. You know, don't take things personally. Understand and embrace it, that things are going to happen, and your mind should be solution-based only. And you have a choice to do this, right? So that's what I got today. And, you know, I'm excited. Thank you for listening. Share this with your friends. I know anyone can hear this, can get some from this message. How much value is on this quick podcast? Pass it, share. If you got any comments or anything you want to say, we'd love to hear it. Thank you. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Thank you guys for listening to the Happy Underdog podcast today. The name of the podcast was titled "Don't Take Things Personally." I think it was a really good, valuable lesson that I've been learning. I'm just trying to pass the information and hope somebody can get something from it and add value to their life. So I've been hearing a lot of questions and requests about where my book is and where the process of, you know, the release of the book. Right now it's being edited by my editors. The book will be in the editing stage for another 3.5 weeks. I'm just as excited as you are about it. I can't wait to get it out. Then it will go into a publishing stage. So we're looking at another 6 weeks before it's going to be in a sense where it's almost finalized and completed. So I will keep you guys posted. I appreciate you for asking. Keep asking. I mean, if you want to start, you know, to start to put your bid in for the book, I'm more than happy to start accepting bids for the book when it comes out and put you on a wait list. The whole deal. I'm excited. But in the meantime, follow me on social media. It's Trevoy Poynter, TrevoyPointer. That's TrevoyPointer. I like to talk about real, authentic, day-to-day situations that we are going through and persevering through, trying to get to the top as we push and push every single day. I love every single soul in this world. I respect the grind. I respect the hustle. Keep making it pop. I will see you on the next podcast. Talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.